My name is Diana Maldonado, and I am the Interim Executive Director at JOLT. Siendo latina y siendo mujer, cuando yo veo la democracia, es que obviously being a latina, I look at it from that lens of inclusivity to be able to have many voices and many perspectives of thought and diversity to create something better than where we're at.
Para que salgamos adelante todos juntos.
Every presidential election, immigration comes up, but it's more like a punting ball for them to use. But the punting ball is a lot of human beings. Every 30 seconds, a Latino turns 18. With Latinos being the largest minority that is growing in Texas now at 40.2%, and political strategists wanting to feed and pay media into these channels that are Latino-centric. And Latinos are a very loyal customer audience, and they're very loyal to media entities such as Univision and Telemundo. So when they see a commercial or they see a messaging, they think, oh my gosh, it has to be through because it's been vetted through a trusted source. I have seen and have heard Latinos start the backlash against these immigrants and individuals and families looking for asylum. And I think it is by design, by building up these fences and the barbed wire just to create more chaos. For a mother to walk thousands of miles across countries to cross the Rio Grande, I mean, that mother is very determined to find a better life for herself and for her children at the cost of losing their lives. They're not criminals. It's very easy for political leaders to pit community members against each other. And we combat that by saying, this is their plight. This is the result of countries not speaking to each other to resolve a 30, 40 year issue, because it is an issue where people use it for re-election versus solving a humanitarian crisis.
Del estado de la democracia,
the state of democracy in our nation, it's growing. It has a lot of uncertainty, but at the same time, I am also comforted by the next generation that will forge ahead. And as long as we have our DNA with regards to our values and principles for the greater good, we will prosper.